From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Ask a real foodie where to find the best Mexican cuisine, and chances are pretty good you'll be steered to a taco truck. They're a tradition south of the border and here in the U.S. in communities with large Latino populations. But you'd better get your fill while you can. As Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports, some cities are cracking down.
California's Central Coast is nicknamed the salad bowl of the world for its bounty of lettuce, artichokes, and spinach. But in the town of Salinas, it isn't vegetables that have been in the spotlight lately, but rather tacos, or more specifically, taco trucks.
Una mixta con ceviche de camarón y aguacate, por favor.
On the corner of East Rossi and Bridge Streets recently, hungry lunchtime customers approached the window of Las Glorias, a taco truck specializing in mariscos, seafood. Fish tacos, shrimp tostadas, ceviche. That is the sound of Salinas resident Alex Padin eating a ceviche tostada. Hot sauce from the tostada trickles off his paper plate onto the ground below as he gestures and talks excitedly about the food.
It's bomb. I mean, that's why I'm eating here. You know what I mean? I always come to these things and eat right here.
But not everyone in Salinas shares Padin's enthusiasm for the town's rolling taquerias. 2 years ago, a business group complained that taco trucks were drawing customers from brick-and-mortar restaurants. At the Taqueria Jalisco on East Market Street, shrimp, crab legs, bell peppers, and tomatoes sizzle on a hot grill as Efrain Campos sizzles about what he calls unfair competition from taco trucks parked within eyesight of his father's restaurant.
Me personally, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, ridiculous. You know, you gotta compete with mobile vendors, they call them. You know, I mean, they got no PG&E bills. They got no workers comp. They don't have none of that, you know what I mean? So I don't feel it's an equal playing ground, you know? I can compete with something that has four wheels.
Just up the street from Taqueria Jalisco, Digna Hernandez stands inside a catering truck selling tacos, burritos, and tortas. The trucks have long provided cheap, convenient food for thousands of farm workers in the fields around Salinas. Hernandez smiles warmly, but responds firmly to charges that trucks like hers are stealing customers from other businesses.
We all have the right to choose where and what we want to eat.
Hernandez came from Mexicali, just south of the U.S. border with California. She's lived in Salinas for 30 years, and she sees the current beef over taco trucks as unfortunate, another family squabble among Latino immigrants.
We Mexicans cannot get along because we are always jealous of each other. We are always fighting. He earns more or I earn more. You know, if all of us Mexicans were more brotherly, everything would be better.
But this food fight is more than just a family feud. Even supporters of the trucks say not all vendors comply with health and safety codes. City Councilman Tony Barrera represents parts of East Salinas, where many of the mobile vendors operate. He admits to a weakness for shrimp tostadas from the truck, but he says some of them aren't very clean.
You know, some people follow rules, others don't. My issue is let's get the lawbreaker. Let's enforce the situation. The one that is abiding by the laws, let's find out how we can help that individual.
In January, Salinas implemented tougher health and safety regulations on the trucks, including unannounced inspections. Stricter rules have been adopted or considered in other California municipalities and around the nation in cities as diverse as New Orleans and St. Paul. And next week, the Salinas City Council is expected to go even further, freezing the number of vendors at 31 and limiting where they can park and for how long. Barrera and other city officials hope the compromise will usher in a new era of taco detente in Salinas. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer.